crying about Rihanna still
on the sideline. Like,
how'd you feel about that? About, I mean, that because that was an L for your people. Let's be very clear about that.
Dude. Here we go. Here we go with your people. How was it an L?
Your kind.
How was this an L?
What you mean?
I just want to understand.
I mean, Drake was trying to be nice for what with these niggas. He tried, and she was like, "Nah, me and Drake don't have shit.
She we are not friends." Grammy, I still treated like a nominee.
Hey, she treated him like a nominee because he keep coming back. How many public odes is he giving her and Nicki Minaj? Like, oh, I've been in love with her since fourth grade I even knew her.
He was just selling the award that she was receiving. That's all. It wasn't nothing like. Come on now. It was for TV. That's what it was for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's all for show, huh?
The Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake, you get on those big stages.
Hey.
That happens. Stuff like that. So,
first of all, that moment opened up a window for a lot of young men back in that time.
I remember watching it, yeah.
That was my first titty on TV.
Yeah.
That was my first on TV titty right there.
A lot of us. That was wild. I'm like, yo, is that the thing? The real thing? Like, all right, cool.
So for that, I know JT takes a lot of slander for shit, but for that, I can't hate on him.
I just remember it was like a son. Like, wasn't it the thing she had on her nipple? Was like,
yeah.
Was like a son. Like, I was like, yo, I'll never forget this moment ever.
Thank you, Janet.
We appreciate you. That,
moment of silence before we get started for that titty. All right, now, episode 4, Alternative Blacks. What's happening, everybody? Eric Vincent. What's going on?
It's your boy, Troy.
And we are here once again. We in full branding marketing mode.
Yeah, we
are. We done put on our put our ties on. We up here trying to get our branding up. Thank you everybody hitting us up on social media. We appreciate you.
Thanks for the love. That shit is very great.
Yes.
If you haven't followed us, please follow us at Instagram at @alt_blacks.
Oh, you know what I learned? It's hella niggas who don't know how to spell alternative.
Man, what? I'm like, damn.
I'm trying to find you guys on SoundCloud, but bruh, you don't know how to spell alternative?
Alternative, bro.
We grown out here. Like, there's no excuse for you to not know how to spell some more shit like that.
Alternative. Well, I am the fifth grade spelling bee champ, so I can just school y'all on how to spell. So.
Oh, fifth grade?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey,
you got the trophy still?
Yeah, you know.
Still.
Chill on me, man. Don't worry about my trophy
so,
case.
So every day before you go to bed, you say goodnight to Drake and that trophy, huh?
Wow.
It's okay, man. Be proud of those accomplishments.
Just for the record, who brought him up again?
I mean, look.
Who brought him up again?
But I know who you are. I know my audience and I know what to talk about.
Eric loves him. But anyway.
Let's keep it moving.
Anyway.
It was another crazy weekend.
Nuts.
And as we are learning, in 2018, for me, this is my new motto. The only Donald we acknowledge is Glover.
Hands down.
That's it.
Hands down. Give it up for Donald Glover.
This is America.
This is America. That shit was the most vivid visual you will get in a systematic process of America. Like, if you on the outside looking in and you don't know what it's like and you just know the culture of, like, the rap culture, just look a little bit closer in that video. Hopefully, I wish they had like a rap genius for that video so it can break down everywhere. Like, niggas did not know in the beginning of that video that was Trayvon Martin's dad that he shot and killed.
When you told me that shit, I'm still dumbfounded by that. Seriously, that was Trayvon's dad.
Yeah, and the pose that he did was like, when he shot him was in reference to a Jim Crow like painting.
Yeah, because that pose definitely confused me. I just thought that was like some confusing Donald Glover shit.
No.
Okay.
So I feel like he was representing the pose while he shot and killed him, which was Trayvon Martin's dad, shot him in the back of the head execution style, which is just like all in like just one word of just Not one word, just like one like image of just how America is, like
mm-hmm.
how it can be with the judicial system, and I was just like very vivid. Like this video deserves a lot of high praises.
And for those of you who don't know or are not keeping up, Donald Glover, aka Childish Gambino, dropped an amazing record. Performed it on SNL when he was hosting, but then the video dropped the following day on Sunday. And for those who didn't see it or lost in what we're talking about, it was a lot of symbolic images kind of depicting accuracy of America. Obviously, yeah. Quote-unquote, this is America. From the jump. From the fucking jump. Like you said, yeah. You got Trayvon's dad opening up, and then he shoots him with a gun, like, to pop off. Like this to I like the aspect of being able to learn to hear about artists, you know, right. from what they thought about and how they go through the artistic process of their music. Right. I would love for him to sit down and break down how he came up with the visuals for this video.
Right. It's like in the like they drug the body of like Trayvon Martin's father, but handled the gun with care. And you notice like they all had on like boom. The kids who came and grabbed the gun, they had like uniforms on. So I don't know mm-hmm. if it was like showing you like them wearing the like school uniforms is they're growing up and watching this is what we're producing, or this is just like them being in uniform was just an image of belonging to some. Like it's hard to explain, but I got it. Like especially how he showed the murdering. You know, what was that in the dude? What's his name? I don't even want to acknowledge his name, but the kid who went in the Bible study and shot up that black church.
Oh yeah.
Won't even acknowledge his name, but that he reenacted that scene, and then again they handled the gun with care. And his following line was, "This is America."
Yep, I put that on Snapchat. Like I like putting those. I like that he puts those disturbing images up there because a lot of times people are ignoring it or making excuses for it in America. So he's putting it out in an artistic form through hip hop, through music. And then he's showing it on a silver platter where people can't ignore it. You're going to have something to say about it. Because people, like I said, people run away from these conversations way too fucking much. Yeah. You should be talking about the safety of this country, the morals of this country, the political policies of this country. These conversations should be happening. And people are running away from them too fucking often.
Yeah, it's a good thing that it's all on like public display now. And we making like people uncomfortable, like, they don't want to talk about the bad situation. They just want to sweep it under the rug, kind of like, oh, you know, you'll get over it with time. But no, like, this shit, it's constant. Nothing's changed. Like, it's a forever ongoing process.
You know what he's doing? What Kanye tried to do. And airballed.
And then Kanye had a nerd.
Fucking bricked with his attempt.
Kanye had the nerve to retweet it with some fire emojis. Like, Kanye, don't be trying to promote this. This is the Donald Glover movement. Yeah. Get out of here, man.
Yeah, don't leech on, bro. You're getting dragged still. Like, these niggas still not fucking with you. And I love what he did with him on the SNL tip, too.
Yeah.
That shit was mad funny.
Him and his dumbass tweets. They just fucking handle it. Twitter shit. I'm surprised they didn't put him in Twitter jail.
Why has that happened like 1,000 times already? What's some of the shit that be going through his head?
Because people going to Twitter, people getting it popping.
I mean, I'm trying to stay away from Kanye for a little bit. Like I said, we got. Going back to Donald Glover,
he said
shit.
I was dope the fuck out, bro.
Can we just get a sound bar, Kanye? I was on opioids, liposuction, opioids. Nah, oof, man, Yeah. I'm one of those people. I told you before, I'm a Donald Glover stan since like high school.
Mm-hmm.
Like this dude, I remember he was putting out like stupid ass Derek comedy YouTube videos mm-hmm. about like this kid like shitting his pants during class and shit right. like that. Wow. Just mad goofy shit, but it was hilarious like back in the day. Like if you watch it now, you wouldn't fuck with it. But
you sure this nigga's not Danny Glover's son? Like I just swear, this whole time I thought he was Danny Glover's son. I really did.
I think Troy's channeling his inner white mom. Where she hears about a black celebrity. Oh, I saw a Glover trending on Twitter. Is Danny Glover has a son?
Here he go.
Here, let's do the research for you.
Here you go.
Now, Danny Glover, Donald Glover. This is for all other white people who may be wondering the same thing. It's all good.
You ain't trying to comfort me?
No, they are not related.
Had me fooled.
Said every father in Howell, Michigan. Jesus Christ. Troy Ward, everybody.
Shout out to Detroit.
Yeah, dude. But no, man. Shout out to Donald Glover. Like I said, I've been a fan for the longest. He's put out a lot of great music. And I like, you know, his shit from like the Royalty mixtape. Because the internet. He's put out a lot of dope shit that people have slept on for a long, long time. And now he's not rapping as much anymore. Like Redbone is his biggest hit. Yeah. And I think that's like maybe his first real hit. Honestly, he don't make a lot of radio shit, but
I remember that track he had with Jhené Aiko.
Yeah,
that track that did some numbers. They it moved did. Some units with that one. I think he showed true artistry. He doesn't. I feel like if you're gonna be an artist like him, like he don't have to rap. Like he used other artists' ad libs in the like song, but for you to use less like no lyrics, damn near, and then the video have so much noise behind it, so much like everybody's talking about it. Like that alone is a, like one hell of an artistry. Like you're one hell of an artist for doing some shit like that. And yeah, I can't wait to see him. Like I can't wait to see his next, like his project, the follow up of this. Like
I'm not watching a Star Wars movie though. Sorry, I've never seen a Star Wars movie, and I don't really plan on starting now. Like I just don't feel like that's enough reason for me to sit down to start fucking with Star Wars at 27 years old. I feel like I kind of passed my window. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't, you can't go back now and just kind of click.
I mean,
are you a Star Wars? Sorry, am I touching the? Are you a Star Wars fan or something?
I've tried, but I've never seen Star Wars. Like I mean, I tried watching one episode, but I never like really like got into it. Like I shout out to all the Star Wars fans. I know they got a Star Wars hive out there to come kill us. Like
oh yeah, I'm sure.
Like shout out to all the Star
Deeper
Wars
than
fans.
Beyonce shit.
It just ain't for me. And don't like just don't get it twisted. I never fucked with Star Trek. So
no, yeah, especially when they had Tyler Perry in it.
Wait, what?
Some shit. Yeah.
Come on,
he definitely made an appearance in one of them.
Fuck was he in space? Changing into Madea?
Madea, yeah. He's put his wig on in the bathroom. Like oh shit. Oh sorry guys.
My wig floated off. What the fuck you doing?
No, man. And then his SNL shit was hilarious, too.
Yeah.
Like, this is a host, like I said. He's one of the most talented dudes. He reminds me a lot of Jamie Foxx. Like, Jamie's mad funny as a comedian. He can sing. He don't rap like right. that. But, I mean, you know, he's made most of his artistry, you know, behind the silver screen and as a singer.
I got wind of Donald Glover from his name. Like, I honestly thought, like, the dude was Danny Glover's son. So I'm like, all right, bet. Lethal Weapon Jr. over here. So they finally.
Wow.
They finally, you know, I heard his little wow. music. I can't name. I'm not going to sit here and perp like, oh, I'm a, like, big Donald Glover head. But, like, I was aware of him. But when I was in high school doing, like, the TV production shit, and his name was still, like, relevant because he was behind the scenes doing TV production as well, producing shows on NBC. I'm like, yo, like, Danny Glover's son picking up the bag where he left off. Bet he's about to be doing movies next, like, for his dad.
And he keeping it in the family, yeah.
Exactly, but no, I took a liking because he was, like, just, you hear his name behind the scenes. What was the show that he produced on NBC? I can't think of the name.
Community. Yep.
And it was that the only show he got out of NBC?
I think out of NBC, yeah. He's obviously got Atlanta going on.
Yeah, Atlanta.
My favorite show right now. Atlanta's a shit. Like I said, obviously got Star Wars. He's got The Lion King with Beyonce and the whole star-studded cast with that. I'm going to assume he's dropping another album, considering he just put out This Is America.
I feel like he gonna. Hopefully, well, what I want to see him do is drop an album with videos, because this fucking song and video was so dope that every track that he puts out, I want to see a video to it.
So even like a 5-6 record EP with videos behind it and like a commentary, that would be dope. I'll fuck with that.
Yeah, Gold Plat. Yeah, Gold Plat.
I'll be here for it. I listened to it before a Kanye album. Easily.
Who?
Right. Hey, cheers to that. That's how off Kanye we are now. Sorry. Yeah, man. And honestly, I feel like it's okay to be off Kanye West. I feel like there's a lot of good music in the game now. Like, you hear a lot of, like, I don't think we watch yet with music. But you go start hearing that soon. Like, oh, hip-hop's just not the same anymore. Da-da-da-da. Like, people complain about the Lil Pumps and the, you know, the whole young Lil Xan era and shit.
Yeah.
But there's still a lot of good hip-hop out here. Like, let's not be stupid.
But yeah, exactly. You know what that is, though? The Lil Pumps. It's like, it's entertainment. The thing is, these kids got to know it's entertainment. They can't go out doing Xans and overdosing, like, doing these prescription drugs, because this prescription drug, like, shit is out of, like, this is a crazy epidemic, like heroin and pills and all of that. Like, is between heroin and prescription drugs, everybody dying. So basically, I get when people like tell these people, like, yo, when they saying, like, yo, don't be like these rappers. But at the same time, they need to be saying, like, yo, this is only entertainment. Like, but Lil Pump and all these little yatties and all of them, like, that's like product of like Waka Flocka. Like, they're like his kids to me, because Waka made that. I'm going to get on this hard-ass beat, and I'm going to make you feel good with my words and how I'm saying them. So Waka made that lane for them. I feel like I could be, like, missing somebody, but I feel like that was definitely Waka.
I feel like it might be one other person we're forgetting, yeah. But yeah.
Let's do it. Like, it was it made you feel good. That was like, all right, bad. Like, hell yeah.
Flock
like,
is a shit, though. Yeah. Have you ever seen Flock alive?
Nah.
That's a workout. This motherfucker did Heart in the Paint, hopped out in the crowd, and we all doing a spin cycle, going crazy, mobbing around with Waka Flocka in the crowd.
Hard in the motherfucking paint.
But see, but yeah, it's a lot that you can still be listening to right now. I mean, shit, we just heard straight from the Motor City itself, two of our pioneers, two legends in the city, one time for Royce, one time for Eminem, showing that he's still be getting a lot of slander lately from his last album, from the weird Trump freestyling shit. You know, niggas questioned him. Yeah. He came on his Caterpillar beat with Royce, bodied.
And that's where it was like everything that just happened in this whole week, minus the bullshit, but everything that happened this whole week was just perfect timing, like for the Donald Glover video to drop, perfect timing, right out this weekend for it to drop. And then Royce and M back together on this track, perfect timing, because I was sitting here thinking like, yo, what state is rap in? Like, yo, like we was kind of like taking J. Cole for granted, but then... Yeah. You look at his video and his music and you're like, all right, yeah, all right, we get it. The visuals, like, they made more sense. But when M and Royce came back and you hear, like, bars.
Great production as well. Love the beat on that shit. And even keeping J. Cole in the conversation, those are artists that you have to, they're not easy to digest. You got to go back and listen a couple times to Eminem. Obviously, shit, I'm not going to sit up here and try to quote M and Royce. Like, I could just, no, like, they literally put in the whole Webster's Dictionary in that fucking song. Impossible to quote that shit, sorry. But even Cole, like, niggas call him boring and shit, but if you sit and you listen to what he's talking about and you understand his music and shit, there's some great music from these fucking men that's coming out right now.
Yeah, Royce, he's definitely solidified this Book of Ryan. I definitely see with albums like that where it's not an easy listen. It's like a book. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm glad he called it the Book of Ryan, because you want to sit there, take your time with it and listen to it and take and cherish and embrace the good music versus, you know, the other music you can easily listen through. So hopefully M and Royce teaming up, because like you said, people was trying to slander M from his last album, but I can't knock him. Like, the dude been rapped about everything. So if you really want to just put out some shit that you feel like you're in control of as an artist, like, I don't care what they're demanding, I want to put out this because this is the mood I'm in. All right, cool. You're a solidified artist. You can do that then. You know, you can get the slander, but then he came back and reminded us, like, yo, nigga, I still got these bars. Like, don't get it twisted at all. Like,
I don't know how many songs Eminem has made where he's talking, well, you know, you get to a point where you might want to hang it up when you're sitting here talking about, well, what if this song's not as good as my last? Ooh, right. I don't know if I can get do it like I did it before. Right. Like, bruh, just fucking spit. We know you got it in you. Like, like all this shit that he put on his album. I really can't name a song like off of any of that shit. Yeah. Like, all that shit was forgettable. And that's all of it.
And that's where I'm like, yo, I respect that the real rap is coming like up. And like, I respect these new rappers that actually try to rap too. Like, you got these rappers that rap over trap beats still, but they still rap too. Like, I, you know, hate to keep name dropping, but perfect example. Like, out of all these new school rappers, I want to say T Grizzly is the man as far as in these new little this, little that. You compare him to like these kids in that lane that's rapping about gangster rap. He's solid to me.
Yeah.
As far as in everybody else, like, especially with the bars though. Especially they following up is
of the new class, yeah. And you know who I'm gonna put in that class? Niggas need to start really respecting. I'm gonna be totally honest with you, man.
Who?
Cardi.
Cardi B?
I'm gonna be serious, man. Shout out to, listen,
Cardi B be snapping.
Man, like, there's not enough women or not enough female MCs that can make music for everybody.
Right.
Nicki's always gonna have her trap. She's always gonna have females on her side. She's always gonna have women ride for her shit. Cardi can make shit that men can fucking ride around and ride to.
Right.
Dead ass. I catch myself fucking around with Cartier Barry or whatever this shit called. And she's out here.
Right, yeah.
She's out here making great fucking music for everybody to enjoy. The album, too. Like, yeah. I would say, she's definitely the hottest of the new class. Yeah, of all Cardi, the new niggas out right now, she the hottest now.
Cardi snapping because she's put that time in. Like, as far as in work ethic. She wasn't around for a long time, but she put that work in and was consistent and never gave up. Like, it was all the way tapped in. So I, yeah, she deserves it. She deserves it, and the product backs it up. So
she's authentic. She just her in comparison to people like Nicki Minaj, who gives you like the Barbie persona, or she'll sit here talking Australian the next moment. Like Nicki just be all over the place. Or what's it? Chun-Li?
Yeah.
Trash.
I think it's because we all witnessed Cardi like come up. Like a lot of you can see a lot of footage. Like, yo, this show used to be a real like stripper, and then you saw her try to make that transition from stripping to rapping, and hey, she kept up with it, and you knocked her hustle. You knocked both hustles, and she still came up on top. Like,
and what I said earlier, because Nicki's always been the one to complain about not being mentioned as like one of the top MCs, or like up there with the men of like Jay or Eminem or Drake or whoever the fuck else.
A lot of artists fuck up by not being humble. Like, for real, for real. Like, if you just sit back and just back your shit up with your work, like, and you don't have to come out every time and say some shit. Like, J. Cole, he never came out. You don't hear him complaining about niggas talking about
his music. He could give two fucks about motherfuckers' opinions.
Because he knows, like, all right, bet. Because I know I can reach in my bag and snap anytime and give y'all what the shit y'all want to hear, but I'm an artist. I'm going to paint this picture through the vision that I see it in. So, Nicki Minaj, she's always in her bag when, like, the whole shit when Cardi B was on her come up. I never once heard any shade from Cardi to Nicki. All you kept hearing was Nicki Minaj, like, subliminal tweets and subliminal bars. I get it. It's a sport. It's competition. But, yo, if you was smart, you would have showed that unity and jumped on the track with her. Like, yo, let's surprise everybody and fuck up the whole game with an EP or something, but Nicki always in her feelings, or not just her, artists too. They get to thinking that they got to remind everybody through Twitter or through some words, like, yo, I'm still tweet relevant. Don't forget I had these albums and streams. And all right, we get that, but what you doing this season?
Where the music at? where the art at? And then on top of that, like I said before, like art, Cardi has been able to capture a fan base that Nicki hasn't. Like, I've always said this, people always think I'm like tripping, but whatever. Like, I don't think you could ever consider Nicki as one of the GOATs because she's missing an entire demographic of music. She does not cater to men. She does not make no records that men can ride around to. You ain't never heard no dude pop Starships in his car ready to go out to Royal Oak with his homeboys. You ain't never seen no men in a ride bumping Bees in the Trap. All dudes heading down to Greek Town.
I can say it's still early for that topic because we still got to get more Cardi out.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm in no way saying she's like great or nothing. No.
Nicki, Cardi reaches both, but I can say you probably going to listen to a Cardi B album all the way through before you listen to a Nicki Minaj album all the way through.
Yeah.
And that's 100% facts because you, like you said, you bought that yellow, come on, care where you at, you kind of tipsy. Your chick rapping it, snapping on you, she flexing on you, rapping it to you, or you just bobbing your head. And you going to say a few bars from the song no matter what. You a guy, like, you going to say a few bars, so, yeah, Cardi B be snapping.
Do her verse from No Limit. She wilding on that shit.
She said, would you stop with all the subs? Bitch, I ain't Jared. Like, that was a shot to Nicki, I feel like. Because,
hey, it might have been. And then what? Did Nicki change her verse on Motorsport or some shit like that?
A hell of times, and then she didn't want to be in a video. Like, Nicki. She, like, come on. Like, you threatened by letting everybody eat. That's what I don't get. You be selfish. You want to be greedy, and it's a sport, but, like, let everybody get a shot, too. Like, it's not, it ain't like we saying, oh, Nicki Minaj. To hell with her. We got Cardi B now. Yeah, like, nah, you was just in your bag.
There's moments like that where she be saying things like, oh, like, I've heard her say, like, oh, why can't you celebrate more than one woman at a time? Because you don't even celebrate these women at a time. I don't hear you giving Cardi no love. You wouldn't even stand with her in a video.
No, you should have. The best thing that you could have did for this moment, so to, like, prevent any, like, anybody trying to put stories together about y'all beefing, you should have jumped on a track with her as soon as you heard about that yellow getting some wave. Like, yo, Cardi, let me remix that. Or, yo, let's just drop it. Not even, don't touch it, but, yo, let me get on the wave. Like, not even like you wave, because you solidified already. Do her a favor. Give her that extra boost. Show, like, all right, this ain't shit. But, again, you want to be catty. You want to show this beef. You don't want to show no love. And that's where every artist go wrong at. And this might, if Nicki Minaj does not follow up with this next project with hella bars because everybody got high expectations now because you've been talking that shit. Because what she say on the original Motorsport verse, if Cardi the QB, I'm Nick Lombardi. That's what she tried to say. So if y'all don't know who like Nick Lombardi is, please do your research. But
do your Googles.
Cardi's a quarterback. That's what she's trying to refer to. Mm-hmm. It's football reference. But anyway.
She's not. At least not right now. Because what we've seen, at least in hip-hop, unless you like Drake or Kendrick, being the hottest is more important than being the best.
Yeah.
So right now, Cardi's the hottest. She's the hottest. Regardless of whether you think you're the best, Nicki, you're not hotter than her right now. It's not even close.
And like I said, if she don't follow up with this next project, all that bullshit she was saying about Cardi, that whole little envy or hate she just projected out of nowhere, it's all gonna, like, people gonna walk away from her like, yo, you did all that shit talking and you dropped a flopping album. Like, we're not trying to hear that.
No. We ain't checking for that shit.
No, not at all.
Get your album.
She better stay. This album better be crispy like the motherfuckers at the Met Gala tonight. I know them niggas in there looking dumb as hell. That shit.
Yeah. Like, everybody follow us on Instagram, @_blacks. We trying to, you know, get popping enough so we can get our invite to the Met Gala. That's our 2018. Well, I mean, the 2018 goal, but it's happening right now. So, I mean,
you ain't get
2019.
You ain't get your ticket?
Nah, I guess it got, you know, offset it, you know, sent it to me and shit.
I was going to go, but they said I couldn't wear sweats. Fuck it.
Can you wear gym shoes?
It depends. Probably not.
It's not Greek town, so I mean, you might be good.
Nope. This guy,
you might be smooth.
Yo, that shit was, those niggas retarded.
Nah, yeah, Met Gala slapping right now. Let's see, we got. I don't know nothing about this.
Man, you just got a bunch of rich motherfuckers.
Exactly, it's literally just a bunch of people dressed like they in Star Trek. A bunch of celebrities dressed like they never, like they just got to Earth.
Right.
Look at this dude. It's fucking Chadwick, Black Panther, dressed up like he just got from like the Catholic Church.
He got his toes out, don't he?
I hope not.
And his toes out.
No, toes not out. But it's like all gold. It's hella strange.
CeeLo there?
I hope not. Why the hell would CeeLo be at the Met Gala shit?
Oh, where was he at when he came out looking like a fucking
Oh shit. When he was dressed up like
a fucking Golden Globe. Yeah.
When he was dressed up like R2-D2 with gold shit.
I think he was looking like what was those little chocolates that come? Yeah. They look like everything gold.
No, he is not there. He's fortunately not there. Why the fuck would you invite CeeLo of all motherfucking people?
If all these motherfuckers at the Met Gala just made one small donation,
we can't get a quick ban? Like, that's nothing to y'all.
Just a quick donation, you know, we'll just be so thankful. We'll shout y'all out. But anyway,
just to chill for an hour. Shit. I'm not trying to be there all day. Right. I mean, hey.
I don't even want to come to the Met Gala.
I really don't.
Keep your tickets.
Nope.
It's weird because it's like they all show up and, like, they all press to wear somebody's, like, brand. Like, you can find every brand on under the sun at this fucking event right now.
You know, you rich where you can wear whatever the fuck you want. I'm confused. These aren't even brands. I'm confused. They pulling out like old Power Ranger costumes and just sewing shit up and just calling it trendy.
No, I just grabbed a towel and said, fuck it, I'm gonna add some grime songs to this bitch and put some holes in it.
For real.
It's a new way.
And that's what we're trying to get. I don't know. I've always wanted to be known, but I don't know if I want to be famous.
I'd rather be rich.
You know what I'm saying?
I'd rather be rich than famous.
Fuck rich. I mean, you can get both with both. But, I mean, I guess in terms of the notoriety, I'd much rather be known than be famous. When you're famous, you get dragged for every single thing you do. When you just known.
That's kind of the same thing, though.
Nah, because known is like, it's just like you recognizable. Like to me, known is like, I don't know what celebrity, what tier to put it on, but it's like, it's just.
You'd rather be on than famous, because known and famous is the same fucking thing.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. I can look at a motherfucker and be like, all right, he's on.
Known motherfuckers are not getting in the Met Gala. Famous motherfuckers can get in the Met Gala.
Yo, he's on. He works at the radio station. He's not getting in the Met Gala.
No.
But being known and famous is kind of winning the same, though, because niggas wouldn't know you if you weren't famous.
But when you're famous, you're held to a standard of perfection. when you're known, they just know of you.
Not true necessarily.
Yes, it is. I don't want to compare. But okay,
what's my man's name who had that drunken? Was that David Hasselhoff, man? Who's on the? Who's on the? His daughter recorded him drunk, and she put him on blast. Yeah.
Oh, that motherfucker. Yeah.
He's famous.
Right, but God, what's the level for known? To be known is like Gorilla Zoe. Gorilla Zoe is like, he's known. And I love Gorilla Zoe. I'm sorry. No, okay, here's a better example.
To all the Caucasian people out there listening, y'all may not never know who Gorilla Zoe is, but
I don't know if they know Hood Figure. They know if they hear it in a club, if they stumbled, you know, into Exodus one night, but whatever. To me, okay, so known would be the sixth or seventh man on the Cavaliers. Famous is LeBron James.
They don't know him.
Famous is a star. Yes, they do.
They don't know the sixth or seventh man on the Cavaliers.
Yes, they do. We do. The casual NBA fan does.
They don't even know the point guard on the Cavaliers.
Let's say casual NBA fans. They know who the sixth man is. They know who Rodney Hood is. They know who George Hill is, who just put down like three dunks to start the game and shit.
In that sentence, you can say he's on. I wouldn't say he's known. All right, he's on. He's getting a check. He's on the bench.
No. Nah. There's a difference. Yeah. There's a difference between known and famous.
No, it's all. I get it, but it's
Kyle Lowry famous. No,
it's sports is hard though.
Fine. Sports, yes, he's known, but it's just the world in mainstream America. Kyle Lowry known? Is he famous?
Bro, known and famous is the same thing.
No, it's not, bro.
On those.
What is okay? You keep saying on, so
he's
so.
Getting a check from what he's doing.
Okay. Cool. You get your check for being known too. It's all the same.
Bro, known and famous. Being known is like, all right, I see you out in public. I spotted you. I know who you are. I recognize you because you're famous. Kyle Lowry gonna walk right by us. But he gonna see him hop in a Maserati and see a basketball in the front seat. Oh, he's on.
If LeBron tweets All Lives Matter.
He's famous as hell. You can't use LeBron James.
Yes, I can. If LeBron tweets out All Lives Matter, what would happen? The world would fucking implode, right? If fucking George Hill tweeted out All Lives Matter, would you fucking blink or bat an eye at that news? Would you care that that's a trending topic? Would that be a trending topic on Twitter? Hell no.
Indiana might throw a parade. They may have a parade if he tweeted that.
San Antonio would have signed it back. Utah definitely would have signed it back.
I think known and famous is the same thing.
It's really not, though.
I disagree to disagree.
Let's do that, Troy.
Perfect.
This is CNN and Fox News.
Fuck you.
Coming together on our differences.
If y'all out there listening, y'all know known and famous is the same thing. But anyway.
Fuck out of here. No, it's not. Alternative Blacks, thank you for being here. Again, I am Eric Vincent.
It's your boy Troy.
Spending my evening arguing with this asshole per usual.
Likewise.
You know, I ain't got shit else to do.
Yeah.
Could be sitting here watching old movies instead or watching the Cavaliers, but nah. Here I am. Here I am instead.
Old movies, man. I feel like what's a classic movie that you feel like everybody must have seen in their life? And no matter from like you white, black, Hispanic, Indian, American, like just a universal classic. Let's say a classic in America. Then let's not.
Some shit white people would all have seen.
Hey, you can be.
I feel like
you ain't gotta be white in America. You can be them races I just named in America too.
I feel like, I think Titanic would be one, and I ain't seen that bullshit.
Wow,
I have not seen Titanic.
So you have never seen Titanic.
I haven't seen Titanic. I haven't seen the Star Wars movie.
Go back to Titanic, though. Hold on.
Oh, that's where you pressed that?
This man has never seen Titanic.
Is that like, that's sacrilegious or something?
I think it is.
How? Nobody cares about Titanic.
You didn't see Leonardo DiCaprio just die out slowly and drift away as a big human ice box in the bottom of the ocean.
Nah, but I've heard so much about that. People reflect on those
His
moments
ass
all
was
the time.
Stuck to that door.
I feel like, was it sadder than Romeo and Juliet?
Which one?
The one he was in.
Titanic, yes. This one was a little bit more
Oh, fuck it. I don't want to see it.
It was a little more deeper than that.
I want to see young.
I'm very disgusted that I'm sitting across from a piece of shit like you who have never seen Titanic. Because
I see Titanic? What do you give a fuck about Titanic? Y'all really give a fuck about Titanic.
This shit
honestly
comes on TV for free.
Come on, man.
Almost every year. What do you mean you never seen Titanic?
Like TBS and shit?
You name it. It come on every fucking thing.
I'd much rather just watch What's Love Got to Do with It for the 15th time on BET.
That is a classic. I'm not taking that away. I've seen that. But you never seen Jack die in the ocean?
Hey, he didn't win an Oscar, did he?
I'm pretty sure he did.
He didn't. I don't think he's won an Oscar.
Leo?
Has Leo won an Oscar? I feel like he's like one of those actors that have been deprived and robbed of a fucking Oscar.
We're checking our resources right now, according to my calculations. I'll do that.
While you still wonder if Donald Glover is Danny Glover's son or not.
I'm sorry. Do you know the Titanic was a boat, right?
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it big? I type Leonardo Glover.
Yeah, dumbass.
Whatever. Man, I don't give a
iceberg,
damn.
Iceberg. You don't even know that reference at all.
I don't give a damn. No, I don't care.
Wow.
Oh, he did win. He won in 2016. Best actor. He also won for Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay.
Aviator. Yeah. Oh, he's stacking up.
What about
this
Titanic?
Shit.
Is Titanic in
Titanic
there?
Is not in his his trophy
case. You lying
piece
of shit.
I'm dead ass. I'm looking at it right now. Wikipedia.
Wow. Shout out to Wikipedia.
What type of Wikipedia? And everybody who failed the eighth grade reports going on Wikipedia.
Yo, how did you not see Titanic? I don't get how you saw the Romeo and Juliet. That shit was lit, though.
I got forced to watch that.
The Leonardo DiCaprio version?
It's sophomore year, yeah. Wait, I got forced to watch that shit in English class.
You ain't seen Titanic?
Nah, B. Ain't that shit like 3 hours long, too? That shit mad long, isn't it, dude?
You know, ladies and gentlemen, be careful who your friends are. You know, just pick them wisely. Just pick them wisely.
You know what? I'm okay with that. I'm totally fine with that.
But you know what? Fuck Titanic.
Wow. Wow. Fuck Titanic. How did you just completely 180
yeah, I
like
shifted.
That? Why did that just happen? This is pure light skin rage
because
right here.
I heard,
literally, we've been sitting here chilling, and he just flipped
because
out
I
of
heard
nowhere.
Most of the story was bullshit. The storyline was bullshit. They were saying the ship went down.
Okay,
but the love story they painted was false as fuck.
Oh, of course.
But then they put the old lady in the end of the movie, and she fumbled this jewel like into the ocean, and it was all of that. And I found out years later that this shit wasn't like that. That part of the movie was fake.
Wow.
I'm like, so you made me think Jack was a human icebox and just sacrificed, you know, and just fell right to the bottom because Leonardo DiCaprio plays like this guy who wins the tickets to the Titanic because it was a big thing getting on this boat like back in, shit, 1700 BC. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry, let me wipe this slobber off my mouth. Excuse me.
Hey, pause. Continue. I don't know what he's doing, but yo.
Nobody can see. Fuck Titanic.
Yo, you a piece
of
shit.
It's just washed.
They made an underdog story. My man's got on the boat. He hustled the tickets. He played a card game and won the tickets before. And then he got on the boat, met this chick.
Who ended up killing his ass, if I'm not mistaken. Am
she
I right?
Didn't kill him, bro.
Did she let him go at the end?
She was like in some type of rich arranged marriage with this dude.
Oh, here we go.
Leo painted a picture of her naked, and he got the ass in a Model T or something like that on the ship. And then ran off with him, and this nigga died in the ocean for her, and all that shit was fake. But the fucking real part about it is that ship went down. That ship went down.
First of all, Hollywood love is always fake. They try to, no, excuse me, white Hollywood love is always fake. They try to paint that as like the Mona Lisa, which is the like most overrated thing in America, in world history. But they try to paint that as like the whatever for Hollywood. That's
shout
like
out to Mona Lisa, everybody. You know, all them artists out here, you
okay.
Know.
Okay. Nobody trying to fuck Mona Lisa. Fuck out of here. Nobody trying to fuck Mona Lisa. You look at that picture right now, and you tell me what part makes you want to say, dude, if Mona Lisa walked by.
The artist probably was like, yo, can I put your ass on here? They're like, no, no. Just,
right. No.
Just chest up. Chest
just
up.
Just up here, please. That's all I need.
So, have you seen Pulp Fiction?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I almost walked out.
Definitely seen Pulp Fiction. Okay. All like 42 hours of that fucking long ass movie.
Pulp Fiction was the shit.
Hey, Ving Rhames. You know what? A lot of actors come from a bottom. Like Will Smith had it. He had to be a gay actor before he came up. We've seen a lot of motherfuckers in their like early stages of their acting career. Ving Rhames. Yeah. Woo! Buddy, you earned your check in Pulp Fiction. You all right, dog? No, man. I'm pretty fucking far from all right. That motherfucker blasted his ass twice.
What's another classic?
Well, I said I ain't seen Star Wars. Motherfuckers can't believe that shit.
I feel like that's a like following though. Like, they're great movies, but that's like a following.
Oh, I'm about to drop the mic on you here. You about to be pissed.
What's that?
You about to be pissed. Ready for this shit? Scarface.
You never seen Scarface?
Never.
What type of piece of shit is sitting across from me right now? Who the fuck are you?
I knew it was coming.
Wow. Nope. So don't you ever say any fucking line that's commercial from that movie that everybody says.
Oh, but I can quote this.
Say hello to my little friend.
That's okay.
Wow.
She be back.
No.
I'm on the phone. She love me in the morning.
Ain't that right, Frank?
Yo. I can do that all day.
You can't quote Friday. Fuck that. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Smokey quoted it, but how you never see Scarface?
Man, I just haven't.
You know what?
I blame it on my folks, probably. I was sheltered as, I don't want to say sheltered, but my parents did a very good job of keeping, like.
Of course, though. I'm not saying I was watching that shit at 10. Like, I had word. To wait till I was, like, fucking.
Except these moments, my parents were, like, next level. Like, I wasn't even allowed to listen to parental advisory CDs until I was, like, you know what my first album was for that? Kanye West College Dropout. That's why that shit hurt so much. Get the fuck back on your shit, Kanye West.
Oh, yeah.
Now, moving on.
Your parents were strict as hell.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, Scarface at that point? Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't sneak away and watch that shit. Like I said, if it wasn't on BET Uncut, or this was BET was the shit, actually. It was a BET movie. I seen, Prison Song, yeah. Juice, hella classics on BET and shit.
Yeah, I seen Scarface at a later age. I can't say I was like young when I watched it, but I probably was like 16, 17, caught it on TV or something, and then watched the like full one. Like when I got a little bit older, you know, my mama wasn't about to go out there and just buy Scarface for me, but
come home from Target, yeah, like, hey Troy,
I got you a movie. Like, she'd let me watch Chucky and shit like that when I was younger.
Oh, hell nah.
Yeah, she thought that shit was funny, but as far as
little, like, do we know, Chucky was out here.
As far as the Scarface, how the fuck have you not seen that shit? That Scarface is a classic. You have to see that.
But I feel like at this point, I'm kind of past that mark.
What? You can really never be past that classic.
Again, I wouldn't fucking know. I ain't seen it. Bro, but I feel like it's some classic work. Like, nigga, I can't. Like, if you never see Space Jam, you can't push play right now.
Why not?
Okay. If you watch Space Jam at 8 years old for the first time, you have an emotional connect with that as a kid. You grow up with that. You start liking basketball. And let's even say you don't. Say you stay enjoy the Looney Tunes or just right. Whatever the fuck it is. You connect with that shit different. Same shit with Scarface. You probably saw that shit. That was probably one of your first wilding out movies that you saw as a kid.
CB4.
Wow.
Maybe the only 100. I don't know what they was doing. Let me watch that. But CB4.
So Scarface, it wasn't in one of the five top, maybe five, that you first saw rated R movies.
No, because like I said, I watched at a later age. I was like in high school now. I'm there. Like,
mom, okay,
because Scarface a long movie and it start up slow. Because my mama ain't got patience for that. She about to sit there. I've seen Friday with my mama. She was cool as hell. Like, seen Friday. I didn't see Next Friday with her. I seen the first one.
Mm-hmm.
But she definitely wasn't putting the Scarface on. But Scarface, it's not one of the top five wildest movies, but when I was young, yeah, it's CB4, Friday.
That's your first rated R movie?
What, CB4?
Yeah.
That one or Friday, one of the two. Yeah, it was CB4 was wild. Like, I watch it now, and I'm like, yo, what the fuck was I watching back then? But Scarface is... It's just one that you have to see because I feel like nowadays everything's so modernized and new that you see a movie like that back in the day that is like a young ass Al Pacino and like vintage Miami. Like, so many gems like, in that movie.
I feel like it's one thing to catch up on Power. It is another thing to catch up on Scarface. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just
shout out
to
Power about
what
the
type of Power. I can't wait for that shit to come back.
I cannot wait for Power.
But yeah, I feel like I've missed my mark with that.
Got to go handle some things at the club.
Oh, why can't you just stay here?
Oh, now that we think about Power,
Please.
You want to thank somebody for telling you to watch this with a strong sense of urgency.
See, fellas, this is why, even in women too, sir, this is why,
sir,
you're supposed to just do things for people.
I asked a question.
And not ask for gratitude in return. You're just supposed to be a good person and pass the wisdom and knowledge that you have to your friends that you care about. But no, Troy wants the accolades. You and Ricky are the exact same in that fucking regard. Ricky always wants the credit.
Shout out to Ricky.
He didn't even come up with. And now you the same fucking way.
Because you try to sit here and own this shit like, yeah, I wrote Power. Yeah, I'm the one who, I put everybody up on Power. No.
I don't know. I have not said that shit. I have not.
So if y'all don't know, ladies and gentlemen, I've tried putting this man on good, vivid visual art, and I've given him power.
Yes, you did.
So hopefully he'll watch Scarface and the Titanic.
Do you hold this for you right here? This is all for your acknowledgement. You requested this. You wanted this moment. You wanted your grand thank you. Thank you so much, Troy, for being such a great friend.
See,
where I fucked up was when I watched your uncle's TV show instead. I started watching Empire like a dumbass. And wow. I just got caught back on that. I'm like, you know what?
Fuck you and Empire. It's all good. I don't fuck with Empire.
What's up for Terrence Howard?
We don't rock with Empire.
He's in Troy's bloodline somewhere.
No, it's hard out here for a pimp. You ain't know.
No, man.
Best struggle movie ever.
It is. It's a perfect struggle movie.
Best struggle movie ever.
Yup.
Next to 8 Mile.
Yeah.
8 Mile was... What was the best struggle, like, underdog movie? So I would say Scarface was a good one, but a lot of us out here haven't seen this. He came up from nothing.
Yeah, but that's not a struggle movie. You got to struggle the entire movie. Em struggled all of 8 Mile. Like, fuck.
He walked in and his mom was getting hit by, like, his classmate.
That's tragic. That motherfucker was up in there living with you, turning her ass out, and you couldn't do shit about it.
And he was retarded.
Straight up. Okay. You couldn't do nothing to save that shit.
Yeah, so, like, I think I'm sitting there watching, like, a good movie like Scarface, a good, like, underdog or struggle movie. I say 8 Mile. 8 Mile is more of a struggle movie than Scarface was, because he was, like, loaded. But seeing it, like, Eminem, that was a great one, 8 Mile, but the best.
Hardball's a struggle movie.
That one too. When you watch the struggle movie, you gotta have a struggle meal. Like, you can't sit here and be like,
oh yeah,
I'm up here eating steaks and
watching. Yeah, like Felipe in front of you and shit.
Hell no.
No.
No sushi rolls or nothing. Like,
no.
I'm sitting up here and I'll whip me up a couple fried bologna sandwiches. You can't just have one. Like,
No. And you gotta have like the end pieces on one of the sandwiches.
Oh yeah.
Are one of the sandwiches.
Hell yeah. And I think that's the best, like, struggle meal, honestly, over ramen noodles. A lot of people may say ramen, but I think fried bologna.
Nah, college, like, you wouldn't be happy to get that ramen open. You get happy for fried bologna.
Did you put mayo on yours?
No.
What
the fuck?
You don't put mayo on your fried bologna?
No. And I like mayo. I ain't got a problem with mayo.
Tripping.
Mustard. Mustard's where it's at.
Maybe not fried. I'll have mustard on it when it's not fried, but fried, mayo.
With mayo on top of it?
Mayo is gravy, I'm telling you.
Shit.
What's another good struggle meal? I think...
You know what my favorite is? Not my favorite, but definitely my top three. Huh. You just gotta go. It's only at night, too. You gotta take a big-ass bowl and dump as much cereal as you possibly can find. Just mix. I'm not talking about just one. That's not a struggle meal. Late night cereal is not a struggle meal. You have to mix multiple cereals together to consider it a fucking struggle meal. That 100% is it. You got the last bit of your Crunch Berries, some Cinnamon Toast Crunch, some Frosted Flakes. Woo!
Is that a struggle meal or are you just drunk as fuck?
Yes. That's the answer to that question. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, all right. Just hell wondering. Yeah. Just wondering.
That shit absolutely counts. Shit, what up?
What's another one? I'm pretty sure people got like wild ones. Not me personally. I've heard someone say like a syrup sandwich. I would never put like syrup between bread, like, and just mush it together.
I think a
mayonnaise sandwich is one.
Mayonnaise sandwich definitely is one.
You had one?
I've never had one, but it definitely counts. Nah.
Yeah, I heard about it. Like,
oh, you know what a struggle meal is? You ever had a hot dog with the piece of bread? You ain't got no buns? That's a struggle meal.
Oh, yeah.
That's definitely a struggle meal.
Most definitely. I'll throw a slice of bread on that thing real quick.
Shit, what else?
I don't know, ramen. it's hard to think of like a struggle meal.
Cottage and pizza.
I wasn't gonna say sloppy joe, but I'm like, yo, I don't know, like, if you consider sloppy joe a struggle meal.
Yes.
You think it's a struggle meal?
Yes. It's called a sloppy joe.
I got one that's about to fuck the whole game up right now.
What's up?
Pork and beans and hot dogs.
Straight like that. Yes.
Pork and beans and yes. hot dogs. You whip that shit up now. Yes. I devour it.
Yes. Bring that shit out right now. Bro, bring that shit at Thanksgiving. I'm Gucci. Yo, absolutely.
Could you imagine if they like had the hot dogs like grilled and they like had them on a grill, dice them up, there's a little crispy, and just threw them in like some bomb ass baked beans?
You know what? That's our summer plan. Struggle meal Olympics, struggle meal cookout. Hey, you ready here first?
Yo, pork and beans and hot dogs, fried bologna sandwiches.
We getting a flyer ready right now. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram, @_blacks. Man, that's a lit ass cookout.
Ramen noodles.
Struggle meal cookout. Stop playing. Coming to Bell Isle, nigga. We out here.
Yo, I'm with it. That should be so gravy.
I'm lit.
That shit would be gravy, dog. But we ain't doing that cereal shit. Don't bring that all that extra cereal. That's on some drunk shit.
That's for after.
Eric on some drunk shit.
That's my after. I might pour some Corona in there on accident.
See
this
what
shit.
I'm saying? Don't bring six cereals down there.
Nah.
One time for Cinco de Mayo.
Yes. Everybody was pulling it up for Cinco de Mayo. Southwest was lit.
Man.
Woo! I see the traffic. This shit don't play.
I remember I went down there 1 year, like drove through Southwest off Verner. The bumper to bumper was not moving. I'm like, yo, that shit, you want to like Uber down there and get out and walk. Like,
yes.
Shit be lit. It'd be lit as fuck. I fuck with Southwest. Like, it's a beautiful city. It's a beautiful part of Detroit. Nobody really like pays attention. But it's a nice part, but they ain't having no struggle meals. They struggle meals. Ooh. It's like a taco. Like, that shit is good though. But it's not that expensive though. like to make. It's not that expensive to make, but Struggle Olympics, yes. If you want to bring some tacos, come through.
Bring it in, shit. It's coming. Like I said, get on board now. Shit, we going to compare all that shit. We got a lot of things coming here on this podcast. And goddamn it, that's one of them. Not bullshit. Struggle
dogs.
Meal podcast, nigga. We
my mom's making some
Struggle Meal cookout.
Best baked beans. So, like, I'm going to just have her just whip up some and just throw some hot dogs. She's going to be like, what the fuck you doing to my baked beans? These for me. Don't worry about it. This is for me. Don't worry about it.
I'm going to take care of this shit. Oh, man. But let's get the hell out of here, man. Shit, it's been a good episode. Again, episode 4, Alternative Blacks.
Number 4.
A lot of things coming under the way. Again, follow us on the social media tip. iTunes, SoundCloud, we on all that. Follow our personal ones as well. I am Eric Vincent.
Troy Alexander, 45.
Plenty more work on the way. And of course, don't forget, don't be a bitch.
Be lean.
Always remember that. Be easy.
Yeah.